You're tuned in to RBLR, the home of Tampa Bay's Rebeller Sports.
4 seconds left.
Hello everybody and welcome back to RBR Lightning. As always, my name is Jay Bricker. Alongside me, it's Jose Vitaro, it's Matt Gannon. Guys, welcome back to the show. Tough week because we don't have a lot to talk about. No games are being played by the Lightning this week.
That's a fair way of putting it, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not 100% wrong, right? It's kind of the way it felt. Hey, listen. Welcome everybody in to this episode. Look at this. I'm so flustered from this week of the way the games are played. I can't even talk. But we welcome everybody in here joining us with us live. With not great games to talk about, but we're going to go over it. We're going to take a look at how the Lightning played, recap everything, and then take a look at their weeks ahead and try to break it all down and see what's going right for the Lightning, what's going wrong, and what they need to do to fix it. But first and foremost, guys, how you doing today?
Well, to bring the mood up just a little bit, we do have some news that'll be exciting to share and talk about. So maybe that'll be kind of like the, you know, a nice highlight. And, you know, to be honest, I kind of just want to, you know, get into it. I'm ready to go. How you doing, Matt?
I actually was trying to get onto the Bucks show. That must be down the hall to the right. a tough week of hockey, some late games, so some suffering for me. But misery loves radio. So I guess we'll get into it.
I definitely want to subscribe to RBLR so you don't miss out on that Bucks podcast when it comes out. They've got some fun things to talk about and are going to the playoffs. So don't forget to follow them on social media down below. You can see it there as well. Don't forget, too, if you're here with us live, join in that conversation. Let us know. Put your comments down below. We'll get them up on screen. Love to hear what you guys have to think. And, Joe, as you mentioned, let's get to it. Let's talk about some of that fun news that we got. We've been asking for a very long time. That the Lightning would get into a outdoor game. They did that. They got to play against the Nashville Predators. The next step was, hey, let's play one in Tampa. We always talked about how it'd be kind of tough to do. Tampa's not typically known for its cold weather. Although, hey, the temperature's dropping this week down here in Tampa. Pretty darn cold for us Floridians. But we found out that the Lightning are indeed expected to get a Stadium Series game right here in Tampa Bay at Raymond James Stadium. The Panthers are also involved in this. They are expected to get their own Stadium Series game. I know a lot of people were hoping maybe for a Lightning Panthers one. That could be fun. That does not look like it's going to happen. It's going to be both the Panthers and the Lightning expected to get their Stadium Series games here relatively soon. I believe the goal for the Lightning is not this is 2026, I think it was. So very soon they're expected to get a home game here in the outdoors, which is super exciting. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Well, I mean, it is supposed to be a low of 40 degrees tonight, and then 39 degrees Tuesday night, 43 degrees. So we do have some weather that, you know, it can get colder here. You know, it's going to get up to, I guess, the 70s come Friday, but for the high. But, you know, it can be chilly enough to sustain an outdoor game. I mean, and having that Raymond James, at least they, you know, there's pretty good infrastructure there to be able to pump in all the cold air that they need. I know that they've upgraded a lot of the like the electrical stuff that they have there in the past couple of years, and especially I think even with the hurricanes that came through. So, you know, I think they can pull this off.
Even low 40s, high 30s would still probably be pretty record setting for a like hottest outdoor game or something. Florida is so temperamental with its weather and everything. I'm really curious to see if it actually can be pulled off, but there's only one way to know. You guys remember a few years back during the COVID seasons, the Lake Tahoe games, which was beautiful, but they had to postpone one of the games till nighttime just because the sun was just beating down on the ice. And every year ice technology does improve. I know the NHL tries to stay on top. You're the premier league in the world, so they're going to show out. They're going to give us the best quality that they can. Hopefully the game will be played at night on a cold night, but I'm really excited. How confirmed is this that Tampa is getting a game? I know the Panthers is like 99% sure, but it's not officially official yet.
No, it's not official yet, but I believe it was Elliot Friedman who said on his 32 Thoughts podcast that is, he said, and I quote, extremely likely that the Lightning will have an outdoor game. I believe he said 2026, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's being reported that it's going to be 2026. It was posted in the Tampa Bay Times as well, probably after that podcast. But I know that Vinick's been pushing for this for a really long time. He's wanted, you know, not just to be in an outdoor game, but to actually host one. And also it'll be an exciting one to be part of. Definitely want to get tickets for it at the local hockey rink. I want to say it's usually probably about 50, high 50 degrees inside, somewhere in the 50s, I'd say. So, I mean, that's what they keep. I mean, that's really, honestly, it's cooled because of the ice. They don't really run the AC inside. But if it sustains ice year-round with those sort of temperatures, then if we're in the, you know, in the 50s or something, to have it be a night game, I mean, it's honestly like ideal temperatures for it.
Is it going to be hard? Yeah, absolutely. This is not an easy place to pull off an outdoor game. Can it be done? Yeah, I think there's no question. That's why the NHL is definitely looking into doing it. And I don't know about you guys. I think this is the big question. What opponent do you want to see the Lightning play? I mentioned the Florida Panthers. That's not happening. That's the kind of one I thought would be a lot of fun. But I'm curious to see who you guys think the Lightning might play and who you'd what, because that's kind of the difference, right? Who would you want to see them play and who do you expect them to see play? The last Winter Classic, by the way, with the Blackhawks and the Blues, that I missed because I did not catch that the game went from New Year's Day to New Year's Eve. I don't know why they did that. The NHL and their stupid advertising was actually the lowest watch Winter Classic in NHL history. So they need
I missed
change.
It.
They need a change. Watch. It's not been going well. So who do you guys want to see and who do you expect them to play for this? This is a Stadium Series game, not a Winter Classic, but still an outdoor game.
The first name that comes to mind for me would be Columbus. I know there's not really a rivalry there anymore, but I think they're one of the few teams that has never played in an outdoor game. And, you know, as, you know, a fan of the league, I think it'd be cool for them to finally get a game. I know there is that rivalry from the 2019 sweep, you know, way back when, but that's the first name that comes to mind. But I don't know how good of a draw that would be. I know there's a lot of, you know, Ohio snowbirds and seasonals that come down to Florida, but, you know, Columbus still kind of a small market team, if you will. So I don't know how good of a draw that would be for, you know, especially another small market team with Tampa. That was just the first name that came to mind, who I would want to see. And it doesn't have to be exclusive to, you know, the division or the conference or anything like that, too. Like, we played Nashville in the Stadium Series. That was more regional. I don't know who I would want. Maybe like Carolina or something, you know, another Sun Belt kind of team, too.
That would be a fun one.
Yeah, it looks like Blue Jackets will actually be hosting at Ohio Stadium the Red Wings. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it says that it's going to be on March 1st for their outdoor. Personally, I can see if it's going to be a game that's somewhat near New Year's. It'll be a team like the Rangers. They typically play the Rangers around New Year's, and I think that would also have a pretty big draw for people coming down. I could also see, you know, maybe it being the Canadiens. I think it'll be within the division for sure that they end up playing. You know, but, you know, when it comes to Florida's, it wouldn't surprise me if that was someone like Boston. I think that would make for some good entertainment as well.
As long as it's not Ottawa during the day, I think we have a good chance of winning this game.
Lightning do have a tendency to play Ottawa very weird during the day. You're not wrong. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I want to see the Panthers. I think that Battle of Florida would be great. Everybody loves that series in the playoffs. I think it was one of the top watched playoff series that first year it happened. The second year, it wasn't as much fun, especially for Lightning fans, the way that one went. But who I expect them, I'm kind of leaning where you're at, Joe. It's going to be some big market team, Original Six team, New York. Boston's definitely a possibility.
Can you pull up Dan's comment too?
What's that?
Can you pull up Dan's comment too?
Yes. He's got two. Which one do you?
Well, I mean the second one there.
Both, Jake. Engage listeners.
My guess is not for it to be Toronto, though. For some reason, I feel like it wouldn't have as much draw as some of the other teams. But, you know, Toronto comes to mind, too. That for some reason, I just thought, of, you know, I think it would be someone like Montreal. But Toronto's a pretty good guess, though.
Yeah, it's not a bad guess at all. I mean, you got the history there with them in the playoffs playing the Lightning, what feels like every single year. So it wouldn't be a terrible one.
Yeah, I do want to say we were talking beforehand about why is it not a home and away outdoor series between the Panthers and the Lightning, which, I mean, could be an interesting idea, especially if they had more than one game. If they're only building the rink for one game, then I can see it be away teams. But a home and away that you're talking about could have been interesting.
I think it'd be cool if the Lightning did end up facing the Panthers, like if there was only one game between these two, also doing like a neutral site game. I don't know how neutral of a site you could get, but like Orlando comes to mind too, at like whatever UCF's stadium is there or something like that.
That would be pretty convenient. I mean, because you can take the turnpike, I think, all the way from Orlando down, and then you can jump on I-4 across. That would be kind of neat.
A hard word to use going down to Orlando, but yes.
And plus, I think Orlando is still very Tampa-centric too, so we'd still be like the home team, even if it is neutral site. But this is just wishful thinking.
I mean, that's not a bad idea, going to Orlando and doing it. I like where your head's at. Unfortunately, the NHL's head is definitely not there. It's just not what's in their but yeah, I just think, you know, it's a popular series. It's two good teams. I think the NHL has a problem of thinking we have to have this big market team in there, and they stick these teams like the Blackhawks in it. Yeah, I know you got Connor Bedard. I know it's a big market, but the Blackhawks are just not a good team right now. And that Winter Classic did not go well. Part of that I do think is marketing, and that's a whole other side of it. But you stick these teams that are in it every single year. People want to see something new. People want to see something fun. Lightning Panthers is that. Now, if you want to get into the whole, you know, do they have to have a home game, you know, whatever. But I just think that would be a two fun matchups. Guys going at it, fights on the ice. People love the fight in the St. Louis Chicago game that we had. You're going to get a lot of those in a Lightning Panthers outdoor game.
Yeah, I mean, you could. I think it would be a little bit of a waste, though, to have such close teams do something like that. I mean, if there's an additional game, yeah, I'm all for it. But the amount of fans you'd get to travel to Florida, and I mean Florida as the state, not just the Panthers, that are coming, you know, it'll be during the winter. So all these people come down in the winter anyway to visit to see their team play. You'd get that many more if it was like an outdoor game that they could watch, which I love it when the fans come down from like Detroit and Toronto to watch their team here. But you have to understand why I like it so much.
I'm giving you a hard time. I know.
I always love going to the games and then seeing them. You know, it's been like 50 degrees outside, but you walk through the halls of the stadium and you see these Toronto fans that are like as red as a lobster. So you know that like the father paid for this trip for them to go down to see the beaches, and it's like miserably cold out, but he still forced everybody outside to sunbathe in this frigid temperature, and then he gets to go to the Lightning game afterwards.
There's a great comment here from Daniel that I want to pull up really quick because I think this is a really good point. I think both owners have been pushing hard for their own game, and that's why they're going to get both. Kind of like when they had all the California teams in one season. Yeah, you know what? That's really fair. I'm sure both owners definitely want that. Both their franchises are doing very well right now, and they want to have their home outdoor game. So that's a good point. Maybe one year we'll get it down the road in the future. Now that these teams will be able to get their own outdoor games, but that's just me. Let us know down in the comments below, even if you're watching this not live with us, who's the team you want to see, who's the team you think they're going to get, because it sounds like for sure we are getting one, something definitely to look forward to and is going to be a lot of fun.
Who's the worst possible team we could get?
The worst possible team?
Yeah, just what would be the lamest?
Obviously, we're kind of like pulling from the Eastern Seaboard, or at least you know, if it's a West Coast team, it'd still be relatively close.
I'm trying to think, because I mean, you know, like the Sharks, like the Sharks, you know, Lightning Sharks. But I'm also going to be just stingy and like, I don't want to see another original six team. I want a fun rivalry, and that's more than likely what we're going to get. But like, I mean, the Penguins would be okay. I wouldn't love that though.
They've had too many outdoor games. Give it that's to somebody
what I
mean, else.
And that's where I have a feeling they'll go. But to physically, like the worst, I feel like it's the Sharks because like they're just not a good team right now, and it's there's no history there. I'm gonna go with the Sharks. It's the worst possible.
How bad are the Lightning then? If the Sharks aren't a good team.
Okay, oh, well, shoot. Listen, I wasn't trying to go there just quite yet, Joe. Jeez, we should get to it. One more comment here quickly from Daniel before we move on. He says, I could see Colorado as an option or even Dallas on the West Coast. Worst case is Chicago.
No, Chicago yeah, doesn't Chicago need another outdoor game.
In the background, putting the ding here because he wants to see Colorado come down to Tampa for the outdoor game. Colorado could be a fun one. That all.
But would they travel? Would their fans travel?
Yeah, that's very true as well. There's a lot of good options and not a lot of bad ones, I think. So we'll see how the NHL messes this one up. But it's exciting to look forward to nonetheless that we're going to get out.
Eureka said he'd travel.
all right, let's get to the game, as Joe kind of forementioned there, because the Lightning on this West Coast road trip, you know, one that's usually tough for teams having to play some late games. Well, the times got a little bit better for the Lightning. They only had their one late game against the San Jose Sharks, which was at 10:30. Lightning lose this one. Final score of 2-1, a one-goal game in a game which the Lightning actually had to come back down 2-0 at one point. Cirelli does get the Lightning on the board late. They can't complete the comeback, though, and they lose early on the West Coast to the San Jose Sharks, one of the worst teams in the NHL right now. A team, by the way, that they beat earlier in the season by a score of 8-1. So not the way you want to get started off on this West Coast road trip, guys.
Dead last in the league for the Sharks, but they you know, found a way to beat the Bolts. They've now won two in a row since then. It seemed to me that they kind of marked this one on their calendar. I mentioned it before that it felt that way for Montreal, that they, you know, said like, hey, this is a game that we have to show up and be ready for. Their boys had their Wheaties in the morning and they came looking ready to play. And maybe it was the time difference for the Lightning, but they just couldn't, it felt like they couldn't out hustle the Sharks from what I was watching.
Yeah, it was a carbon copy of that Montreal game. They were out physicaled, out hustled, out everything. It seemed the Lightning just were not in it. Like you said, it could have been the travel, the time difference, whatever it was. They just were out competed the entire game. So I'm not sure. Like you said, the Sharks had this marked on their calendar. They're looking for some vengeance from a pretty deep beating. I don't think it's that deep. I just think one team came to play and one didn't. Not a fun game by any stretch. I was you know, at 1 a.m. just already just super tired, hoping this game wouldn't go to overtime. I guess I got my wish in the worst way possible. But then, you know, once the loss hits, like, dang, now I can't go to sleep. I'm angry now. This was not a game that you should have been outplayed. It's not a game that you should lose 100 times out of 100, yet they dropped it. So,
especially 5 minutes left in the game, essentially.
Right. And so, I don't know, they dropped it and, you know, going to bed, give myself a little bit of a consolation saying, well, you know what, in a day, you know, they'll get more acclimated. They're going to play in LA. They dropped that one too.
I do feel a little bad for you guys. Like Matt, you just said you're out there, you know, watching this game at 1 a.m. I thankfully picked the right week to go on vacation. I was out on the West Coast, so this game wasn't even that late for me. But yeah, it's just 10:30 late at night. They're not playing well. And then Matt, you said it, things not getting any better against the Los Angeles Kings. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't pay attention as much to the West Coast just because I'm so focused on East Coast stuff here and those games are so late. I didn't realize how good of a season the Kings were having. They're playing well. They're up there in second place, I believe it is, in their division. But they're playing really well, and this was going to be a tough opponent for the Lightning, especially on a back-to-back, which the Lightning have a ton of. Or no, this one was the back-to-back. The Lightning have a ton of back.
This was the first of a back-to-back.
This was the first of a back-to-back, yes. Thank you. Lightning have a ton of those this month. But this was going to be a tough game regardless, and the Lightning got off to a good start. Victor Hedman scored the first goal in this game, 1-0 lead, but then things quickly kind of slowly fell apart. Kings eventually tied it in the first, no goals in the second. And then they win it in the third period for our final score 2-1. So another one goal loss, guys.
Yeah, the Kings are, you know, almost quietly a really good team. And most of the reason why it's almost quietly is because they're not a prolific scoring team. They have the second lowest goals against average in the NHL. The Stars have 95 goals against to their 96 goals against. So they're winning these games with really sound defense. And that's honestly what I felt like we saw on that Saturday night game, was just a bend, don't break, an outstanding performance from their goalie. The Lightning outshot the Kings 34-21, but it didn't look like a ton of high probability scoring chances compared to what you've seen the Lightning be able to do in other games. It was a pretty solid game by the Kings.
I got to give them credit. You know, they are sneakily a very good team this year. I do closetly cheer for the teams, except when it's against the Lightning. So I'm glad that they're doing well this year, but at the Lightning's expense, not so much. They did play a really good game, the Kings did. I didn't realize how actually regimented and strict they were to their defense. What I saw was actually really good coaching, despite, yeah, the 34 shot total against. Like you said, Joe, none of them were really great chances. There were, you know, a few, but nothing that really springs to my mind. Everything was from the outside or desperation shots, just peppering the goalie. And Darcy Kuemper, he was up to the task. He was actually really good for in this game, only letting one goal get past him early on in the game, and then he locked in. It was a great showing by the Kings, and then just not really much of a pushback or fight or urgency or anything from the Lightning. They just kind of were okay with being held at bay and didn't really do anything to really change it up. John Cooper didn't really do anything to change anything up. The only changes I really saw throughout this whole road trip, and I'll even lump the Montreal game into it, was in this Anaheim game when, you know, it's a little bit too late. So, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit with the Anaheim game, but yeah, just no urgency, no pushback, and just being content with, you know, what limited chances you're getting was kind of the theme of this game.
Well, speaking with Kuemper there, he had a .971 save percentage, and the first shot of the game was a minute in by Hedman, and that one went in, and then he basically had a shutout from the first minute of the game all through the rest of it. And, you know, that was I was starting to get like kind of like a feeling that the previous couple of losses that the Lightning suffered, even though I don't think that they're very characteristic of the team, maybe that's, you know, was starting to kind of creep, doubt start creeping in, and you just don't play as well sometimes. It's a mental battle that you have to work through, and almost like that was what was starting to happen now again with this Kings game, the way they finished it. Because let me see, against the Sharks, just to see real quick, since they only scored one goal, that was a Cirelli goal, going then back to the game against Montreal, they scored two, correct? Do you guys remember who, by chance? I have it right here, not Hagel and Kucherov. So, you know, they scored now, you know, was that four goals in the three games, and, you know, starting to get a little bit out of their rhythm.
Yeah, offense has been virtually non-existent in these last couple of games, especially when we've been seeing a lot of it. I mean, the Lightning have scored, eight goals like five times this season? So we know the offense is there, but hasn't been great on this road trip. And usually, you know, I hate to say it because it sounds like an excuse, but, you know, West Coast trips are tough. You're out there on the West Coast. Guys are usually typically more tired than they are. They're not used to that. But this felt like a true West Coast road trip where the Lightning were completely out of their element, not playing well, and just couldn't get their feet going. I think this was a tough one, too, because of that last goal the Kings scored, right? So it's a 1-1 hockey game, and you're fighting for it. You're playing against a good team. You got a good chance to maybe win it. But then the third period, you have that goal where the Lightning have the puck in their own zone, and then Point tries to get the puck back to Pervix. Pervix, it's out of his reach. It's taken away, and Pervix and Lilleberg just kind of have a breakdown, and the Kings are dancing around their own zone, get a nice pass, and it's an easy goal for them to put it back in the net and take a 2-1 lead. That's a tough break right there, and something you hate to see.
Speaking of tough breaks, whatever happened to the guy that fell on his neck?
Ooh. Joel Edmondson. I think he came.
You mentioned him like last season a bunch of times for one of the games, too.
Did I?
Edmondson's bounced around, and he's always involved against the Lightning. I'll put it that way.
It was Edmondson that went down like that, though?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yes. Yeah, it was a nasty-looking I don't even want to call it a hit or just fall.
He was jumping for the puck, and Gergensen's hit him low, but he only hit him low because Edmondson was so high. And it was kind of a tabletop. It's not a dirty or anything hit. It was just awkward. Okay, he came back.
Came back later in the game. So
yeah, I mean, it looked like it didn't look intentional by any means, though. No. You know, every time I saw the replay, it never looked intentional, but it looked like Edmondson's like literally fell on his head. And it just bent his neck, and that was a scary moment. I'm glad that he came back in.
Yeah, no, that's
what Dan posted even more.
And you're like, oh boy, that doesn't look good. I hope he's okay. And thankfully, it sounds like he was.
Yeah, so Dan posted a full statement update there.
Yep, here it is. Jim Hiller on the status of Joel Edmondson. It's not as bad as we thought so far. You got to be careful with it. Looks like he's better in the replay show, that's for sure.
Bro, that replay was nasty looking.
Yeah, no, did not look good whatsoever. But at the end of the day, Lightning take another loss, so they're down on the West Coast road trip. Now you're looking to just kind of salvage it, but as mentioned, the Kings game was the first half of back-to-back, so now playing against the Anaheim Ducks on short rest, still on the West Coast. And this one, scoreboard-wise, worst of all three of them, with the Lightning losing by a final score of 4-1, although you see that 4-1 score, it was a close game for a while. It was a 2-1 hockey game by the end of the second period, heading into the final 20 minutes, but a couple late goals, including one empty netter, and that score kind of gets run up. Alex Killorn, by the way, gets his first point against his former team in this game, and I kind of blame Dave Randorf just a little bit on this one, because he had just said that Killorn had not scored a point against the Lightning in three games played. Sure enough, not too long later, Killorn finds himself on a 2-on-1, makes a nice pass. Jonas Johansson also in net on this game, should mention as well. But you know, it's hard, because as I mentioned earlier, I didn't get to watch every single second of these games. But when these things just kind of snowball, they all kind of run together. It was a bad showing in each every game. They could never get anything going. Offense continued to not be able to be there when the Lightning needed it to ever get in front and play with a lead at any point. They had the lead in the Kings game, but it ended up being very short-lived.
Did somebody tell the Lightning that the new year was 2015 and not 2025? Because like, they're playing like all these California teams are cup contenders like they were a decade ago. I know that Los Angeles is good, but dropping these two to the Sharks and the Ducks, who are both bottom feeding teams, it's getting to the inexcusable point. Now this one was tough. I thought it was probably the best played of the bunch. Like, there were some really good stretches where the Lightning were just pinning the Ducks in their zone, but just like that Kings game, a lot of the stuff was being held to the outside. I'm not going to say that the Ducks played really good defensively, but it didn't seem like there were very many high danger chances that the Lightning did get. John Gibson, the goalie for the Ducks this game, he did play a stellar game, but again, just not a whole lot dangerous there. Finally, the power play got to wake up a little bit. The power play has been pretty dry these last couple of games, but Jake Guentzel gets on the board with a really nice one-timer goal. But still, just the inconsistency. Again, the best of the bunch on this road trip, in my opinion, which is still a less than 50% effort. You know, you're a better team than this. The offense completely dried up. The bottom six just was not involved in this game at all, it seemed. It was the top two lines that had to be doing everything. And just a disappointing loss, probably maybe the toughest to swallow out of the three.
So I'm looking right now to see when the Lightning actually got their first shot on goal. Oh, here it is, finally. Halfway through the first period, they got their first shot on goal in the game.
And the differential was like 9-1 at that point, I think, too.
Let's see. I can click just one.
The shots ended at 37-26, by the way, in favor of the Lightning.
Like 9-1, yeah. Because then the next shot went to Anaheim, the shot after that went to Anaheim, and then the shot after that finally went back to Tampa. So, yeah, it was 9-1 at one point. It was 7-0 before the Lightning got their first shot. And then even the goal that Killorn assisted on, man, that was a really bad read by Chernak. He pinched at just an absolutely inappropriate time. And I can't help but feel that that's one of those things where nothing's working, so you just try a little, you know, you try to do too much, which kind of breaks you out of your normal habits of what you should do. And it ended up on, essentially, that's what generated the 2-on-1 going the other way, was a bad pinch by Chernak. I will say that was the first time we saw Guentzel get a one-timer. And man, he can definitely shoot.
He ripped it for sure. Also, great sauce on the pass by Killorn. Just want to give him his flowers there too. But that goal was a back-breaking goal. Just like that, it wasn't as costly, I guess, as the late goal against the Kings. But it felt very similar, where it's like, okay, the game is darn near out of reach at this point. So yeah, just a really another tough loss, you know. And like we were talking about last week, you know, the how the moods have shifted. You know, we're on cloud nine last week, and talking about we've got so many games to make up for, and you know, we've got second place in division, maybe even first in the division in the bag. And then we
let's look at that a little bit though, because even still, though the Lightning have been dropping their games, Toronto has a 4-game win streak going on, but in the last 10, the Panthers are 6-4, the Bruins are 4-4-2, we're 5-5, and even the Senators, who are trailing us, are 6-4. So it seems like parity has kind of existed all throughout the division here for, you know, the past couple of weeks.
Oh, and the Lightning also still have plenty of games in hand on all of these teams that are in front of them. They have one on the Senators as well, who are behind them. So they still have those games in hand. It's definitely been a tough stretch for them. I do want to get that overall theme, though, because if you haven't noticed, we're not doing three stars of the week this week, because quite honestly, I don't know about you guys. I think I know you agree with me a little bit here. No one really deserved it. There's no really any player that stood out and played extremely well. There may be a couple of guys that you can say did okay, like Hedman. He had a goal. I believe he was even on the plus minus. But
McDonough. You know, McDonough's flawless. McDonough? He was, you know, because we can't give out any of these stars, but we were talking about in the chat earlier, who was the least bad? Like you said, Hedman, he was serviceable. McDonough can do no wrong in my eyes.
I think McDonough was actually like a minus 5.
He was minus 4 against Lord. Anaheim.
He looked really good doing it.
Yeah.
You're right though. It was who was the least bad. There really wasn't anybody that was that great. So we didn't do a three stars of the week. But my question I want to ask you guys is this: are you concerned? Do you have any more red flags going off of this trip? Because to me, this is fine. That's kind of how you felt, that meme with the dog drinking its coffee, everything's burning around. It's kind of how you felt this week. But, you know, if you try to look at the silver lining here, they still have plenty of games in hand. They're not way out of they're above the playoff right now, and they still have the major goal differential. They lost a lot of these games by one goal. The first two, they lost by one goal. The Ducks won was a 3-goal deficit, but empty netter in there and a late backbreaker. You know, that was a 1-goal game going into the third period. So yeah, it was disappointing and frustrating. But teams are going to go on bad streaks. This stuff happens where you have to, the question is, can you pull yourself out of it?
So we said it a couple weeks ago that the Lightning are known to play down to teams that, especially, you know, with a break. And, this upcoming week is not a week that's going to be horrible teams, really, that they're playing against. They get to see, before I'll give the full schedule a look ahead, I don't think it's a time to panic. I think it's a time that, you know, they can write off this trip, get back home and right the ship, and then get these teams that are coming up. Maybe it'll give them a little bit more of a challenge, a little bit more fire, a little bit more pep in the step, because it's teams that they're more familiar with. Maybe there's a little bit more hatred there, which definitely can get you going in a game and just kind of let these past 4 games wash away.
And they have been so good on the road, too. I can't remember the record before this road trip, but it was well into the positives. And, you know, you drop a couple on the road. You know, they did really good on their Pacific Northwest road trip, too. So that kind of evens things out. And, yeah, at the end of the day, it was a bit of an effort or battle level kind of issue that they just really couldn't pull themselves out of. I do think it's just a temporary blip. And like you did say, Jake, and like we've mentioned before, these losses, they're close games. They're one-goal games. It's not often that the Lightning are getting blown out and they're just devastating losses. A little bit of heartbreakers, you know, with these late goals and unforced errors and dumb mistakes, but they're one-goal games. They're winnable games. You're in every single game. So I'm not concerned. The wins you do get, you're blowing teams out, it seems. There's not very often, you know, many of these wins that are very close for the Lightning. It seems like, you know, you've got at least a two-goal cushion for all these wins. So hopefully, you know, the top six can stay consistent and the bottom six can contribute a little bit more and the defense can figure things out and start playing like the team we saw in December. So I'm not concerned quite yet.
Yeah, Matt, the road record, by the way, they're currently 9-9-1, so 9-6-1 before this road trip, which is, hey, you know, it's pretty good
for the road.
Even 9-9-1 is not too shabby at all. But yeah, rough road trip. I'm not concerned. I'm with you guys there. I do want to get a comment here from Beverly. She says, Hedman deserves some accolades for coming back after that scary hit. Was the only one shooting. Definitely good to see Hedman came back and didn't really miss any time. That was definitely something you didn't want to see when you're having a rough road trip and then your captain goes down the tunnel. It's like, oh no, can this get any worse? He is okay. But Joe, you said this in the comments. I love this. Praise earned, but stars withheld. Yeah, that's kind of a good way to put it. Like, yeah, these guys were – there's a couple of guys that deserve a little bit of a shout-out, but at the end of the day, it just wasn't good enough to deserve a star.
What Michael said in the chat is the stars this week is you, the fans, for staying up and suffering through these games. And I watched the Kings and the Ducks games while on a camping trip too. Like, I had plenty of fun camping, but man, the misery that comes along with these late games, you know, I'm being a little iPad baby. I'm like, yeah, hey, I'll hang out with you guys in a little bit, intermission or something, just on my iPad while camping. It was a humbling experience getting to watch some of these losses too. I wouldn't recommend it. Just go camp, be with your friends.
Hey, listen, I feel you there, Matt. Like I said, I was on vacation and I tried to not watch as much of it because the new things were not going well. Lucky. I wanted to stay away from it.
Did you have a campfire going?
Yes, I did.
Not.
You didn't?
I did not have a campfire.
Did you do s'mores?
We did not do s'mores.
Someone told me that you can use Reese's to do s'mores. Yeah, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it ever since. So anytime someone's going camping, I got to ask them if they did s'mores and if they've tried the Reese's one yet.
I'm not even a Reese's guy, but I'm very intrigued. I'd actually like to do that. Instead, we had smoked purpose.
We're currently talking about Reese's and s'mores. Hey, but it's not a bad idea. It's definitely doable. Actually, now that I think about it too, I was near a campfire, even though I wasn't camping.
Actually, Burnt Sorelli would be better. He got his ankles broken in that Sharks game.
Sorelli did have his ankles broken. He went to go block the shot, and he did one of those weird ones where he put his feet together and made himself almost like a pencil. And I guess he did it too early, I guess you could say. And then they were just like, okay, and walked right around him.
Was it Celebrini?
I can't remember.
I think it was, to be honest. I think it was.
He's good. Yeah. I like that Celebrini kid.
I had a guy on Sunday night break my ankles too. Gave me a little head fake inside. I knew he was going to go outside because that's what this guy always does. He gave me a little head fake inside, and I was playing, you know, defensively, and he went right around and pushed me out of the way, and I did everything I could to not just fall over with with his move. When that happens, you know it. Like, I mean, you know how ridiculous you look when you end up falling like that.
See, if it can happen to Joe, it can happen to the best defensive forward.
No, I'm saying it literally the other way around, that if it can happen to him, that, you know, I should feel better about myself.
It works both ways. Well, Matt, I bet, you know, after camping, all your clothes probably got a little dirty and you probably need some upgrades, right? I got the place for you to head over to. How about shop.rblrsports.com? You guys can use code BOLTS to get 10% off your orders as well. And don't forget Lightning, Rays, Bucks, Rowdies inspired merchandise. It's awesome. I highly recommend you go check it out. Purchase a shirt. Use code BOLTS for 10% off your order. Links, as always, are in the description. It really helps us out. And you get a cool, awesome t-shirt out of it as well. All right, let's look ahead here for the Lightning. Kind of talked about a little bit of it. Upcoming schedule for the Bolts, they got two home games coming up next against the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. Then they will have the Boston Bruins in town, again, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's on Thursday. And then on Saturday and Sunday, it's a back-to-back on the road again. So two back-to-back road back-to-backs. Stay with me there. This one against the New Jersey Devils at 7 p.m. Eastern, and then the Pittsburgh Penguins at 5 p.m. Eastern. So as Joe kind of mentioned earlier, not bottom feeding teams much in this. You got some big rivals this week and two games here at home. Really like to get back on track and snap that ugly four-game losing streak.
So the worst team that they're going to be playing in this is the Pittsburgh Penguins. If you look, the Carolina Hurricanes have the exact same record as the Florida Panthers, and the New Jersey Devils, well, we've already seen what they're capable of doing this season, so it's not exactly an easy trip, and then Boston's going to be playing for their lives. This is that week that I'm saying that, they get back from, being on the West Coast, they get back to work, and they're playing some solid teams, so they're not going to be able to relax or take any time off. Hopefully this is that that spring that they need in their step to get back into playing some good games.
Yeah, and Carolina, they've kind of hit a little bit of a slump recently. They started off really hot and have been trying to get themselves back on track. Pittsburgh started off really bad, and they're starting to put things together. I still think they're fraudulent too, and then Boston, who knows what they are, but those games are always really fun. But that's a very important game right there. That's probably the one everybody has scheduled on their calendar, for better or worse. They're just always really entertaining games, but that's going to be the one to watch for me.
I think this two home game stretch is coming at the right time for the Lightning. Tough road trip, four game losing streak. Now you're back home with your fans behind you and a good chance to try and snap that. And this is a big game for the Lightning here. This is the one you want to win, right? You don't want to go back on another road trip, on a losing streak. Really don't want to do that. But even if you just win one of these games, these are two huge home games right here. Win these two, get your mind right before you go back out on the road. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy against two good teams, but the Lightning can do it. We've seen what the offense is capable of. We've seen what this team is capable of, and I fully do believe that they'll be able to get back on track, hopefully sooner rather than later. But that's the upcoming schedule for the Bolts. Of course, we're going to have all of this stuff broke down here for you guys next week, so don't forget to tune in. Follow us at RBLR Sports, at RBLR Lightning. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Hit that share button. Ring that bell for notifications so you don't miss out when we do go live next week, talk about all the fun stuff. But with that said, that's going to do it for us, guys, in this episode. We'll talk to you next time. Go Bolts!
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.